Dear children, continuation of previous topic. Now we are going to see accounting information, qualitative characteristics. There are four qualitative characteristics in this. Number one is reliability. It means the information must be based on the fact and be verified through source of documents by anyone. It must be free from bias and errors. So everyone should believe that these all informations are correct as per the supply of a transaction. Okay, so that is what nothing but reliability. Relevance, it means to be relevant, the information must be available in time and must be influence the decision of the users by helping them to form prediction about the outcomes. So the all information should be related to the business affairs. This is what known as relevance. Next, understandability. The information should be presented in a such a manner that users can understand it well. Otherwise, very difficult for them. So whatever information company is sending to its users, they must understand clearly. The next, comparability. The information should be disclosed in such a manner that it can be compared with the previous year with the present year, so that the company can take in time whatever the necessary action or steps to improve further and furthermore development. Okay. See, comparison is required. Why? Because even our school also we used to compare, no, last year result, kitna hai, this year result, how much, like that. So comparison is required for every business organization. That's why comparability is given. Next, we are going to see role of accounting in business. It describes and analyzes a mass data of an enterprise through measurement, classification and summarization, and reduces those data into report and statement. Second, it shows the financial condition and result of operations of those enterprises. Therefore, it is regarded as a language of business. Third, it also performs the service activity by providing quantitative financial information that helps users in various ways. 4. That collects and communicates economic information about an enterprise to wide variety of interested parties. Then 5. It does not provide qualitative and non-financial information. This is what the role of accounting in business. Normally, the accounting information are playing vital role in this regard. Next, we are going to see basic accounting terms in business transaction. One is entity. What is entity? Entity is identifiable business enterprises like Super Bazaar, Jewelry Mart, ITC Limited, Bharat Heavy Electrical Limited, Neyveli Lignite Corporation of India Limited, Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited. These are all entity. Okay. So for this only we are going to prepare accounting. Number 2, transaction. Any activities which involves a transfer of money or money's worth, goods and services, ideas from one person to another person, this are all is nothing but transaction. For example, goods purchased on cash for rupees 10,000, it is given. So this is what known as transaction. The next, account. Account refers to summarized record of relevant transactions of particular head at one place. All accounts are divided into two sides. One is left side, another one is right side. So left side, debit side we used to say, right side, credit side we used to say. There are two sides in accounts. The fourth one you see, capital. It is the amount invested by owner or proprietor in an organization. So capital will be invested by always owner. Okay. The next, drawings. It is the amount of cash or goods worth withdrawn from the business by the owner for the personal use of the owner. So this is what nothing but drawings. Then assets. There are so many types of assets. Current assets. Current assets are those assets which are held for short period of time and it is converted into cash within 1 year. For example, cash in hand, cash at bank, debtor, bills receivable, short-term investment, stock, loose tools. These are all current assets. Then second one is see, non-current assets. Non-current assets are those assets which are held for long period of time and used for normal business operation. For example, land and building, furnitures and fixtures, plant and machinery. These are further classified into two, tangible assets and intangible assets. Which are tangible assets? Those assets which has physical existence and can be seen and touched. For example, furniture and machinery, which can be seen. That is tangible assets. Intangible assets are those assets which have no physical existence and cannot be seen. For example, goodwill, patent, copyrights, trademark. These are all just cannot be identified in physical terms. Therefore, it is intangible assets. All this elaborately we are going to see in next chapter when the problems are going to be started in accounting term. Next, liabilities. There are two types of liabilities. What is meant by liabilities? Let us know first. Liabilities are obligations or debts that an enterprise has to pay after some time in future to someone else. There are two types of liabilities. One is current liability. Current liabilities are obligations or debts that are payable within a period of 1 year. For example, creditors, bills payable. Who are the creditor? When we buy goods on credit from anyone, the fellow who is selling goods on credit is known as what? Creditor. Bills payable. Sometime in place of money, we may not be able to pay money immediately. So we may ask them to draw bills. That bill is going to be payable for the purchaser. Therefore, it is bills payable. Then next one is non-current liabilities. Those obligations are debts that are payable after a period of 1 year. For example, bank loan, debentures. So these are borrowed one from different banker or from creditors, whatever it may be. But a time limit will be given more than 3 years. So therefore it comes under non-current liabilities. Then receipts. There are two types of receipts. Revenue receipts. Revenue receipts are those receipts which are occurred by normal operation of business, like money received by sale of business products. Capital receipts are those receipts which are occurred by other than business operation, like money received on sale of goods. Okay, so these are all capital receipts. Sometime for our school and all, capital receipt comes from the government grant. So like that. Okay. Let us see, what do you mean by expenses and expenditure? Expenses, cost incurred by business for earning revenue, are known as expenses. For example, rent, wages, salary, interest paid. These are all expenses. Once it is paid, we cannot get it back, because already we have extracted work from the subordinate or from employees. For that only we are paying all these things. Okay. And interest paid means we have borrowed money, for that we have to pay interest. That is why these are all expenses. Expenditure means what? Spending money or incurring a liability for acquiring assets, goods or services is called expenditure. These expenditures are classified into three. Number one is revenue expenditure. It is the amount spent to purchase goods and services that are used during financial year. For example, rent and interest. Because every often we have to pay rent when we stay in somebody else's house in cities and all as a tenant. And when we borrow money from somebody else, we have to pay interest. That is. Okay. Then capital expenditure. If benefits of expenditure are received for more than 1 year, it is called a capital expenditure. For example, purchase of machinery. Then deferred revenue expenditure. There is certain expenditures which are revenue in nature, but the benefit of which are derived over number of years. For example, huge advertisement expenditure is a best example for deferred revenue expenditure. Then profit. The excess of revenue over its related expenses during the accounting year is known as what? Profit. So profit is equal to revenue minus expenses. Gain. A non-recurring profit from events or transaction incidental to business, such as sale of fixed assets, appreciation on the value of assets, is known as what? Gain. Suppose we have purchased one machinery this year, for example, 50,000 rupees. And we may sell after depreciation 40,000 rupees after 1 year. That is, the difference is 10,000, that is depreciation. What is appreciation? We have purchased 1 lakh rupees cost of building this year, and we have sold it for 1,25,000 for next year. So 25,000 excess, then the cost, that is appreciation. Okay, what is the loss then? The loss is nothing but expenses of period over its related revenue is termed as loss. When the expenses will be more than income, the deficiency is nothing but loss we used to say. Now let us see the purchases, sales, debtors and creditors, goods, etc. What is meant by goods? The product in which the business deals in the term that are purchased for the purpose of resale and not for use in the business are called goods. Okay. So goods, it's nothing but consumable goods and industrial goods. Like that, there are so many types of goods which we are going to see in business studies later. Purchases. The item purchases are used only for the goods produced by the business for resale. In case of trading concern, it is purchases of final goods, and in manufacturing concern, it purchases of raw materials. So purchases may be cash purchases or credit purchases. So purchase return. What is the purchase return? When goods are purchased, sometime due to various reasons and causes, it will be returned back to the supplier. It is nothing but purchase return. Okay. And sales. Sales are total revenue from goods sold or services provided to customers. Sales may be cash sales or credit sales. So this is what actually we have to see in sales. Regarding sales return, when goods are returned from customer due to any reason is known as what? Sales return. Okay. So normally sales return will be from the customer to supplier. Debtors. Debtors are the person or the entities to whom the business has sold goods and services on credit. The amount has not yet received. These are the current assets of the business. Creditor. If the business buys goods and services on credit and amount is still to be paid to the person or other entities are called creditors. These are current liabilities for the business. Now let us see the bills receivable, bills payable and discount types. Bills receivable. Bills receivable is an accounting term of bills of exchange. A bill of exchange is bills receivable for seller at the time of credit sales. Okay. Bills payable. Bills payable is also an accounting term of bills of exchange. A bill of exchange is payable for purchaser at the time of credit purchase. So bills are used in place of money. Whenever the traders are not able to pay money in time while purchasing or selling, whatever it may be, so they used to use the bill. This is what known as bills of exchange. Discount. Normally, a trader is to allow discount for consumers because to attract more number of customers to buy more quantity. Okay. So there are two types of discount. Trade discount. The purpose of this discount is to persuade the buyer to buy more goods. It is offered at an agreed percentage of list prices at the time of selling of goods. This discount is not recorded in the accounting books as it is deducted in the invoice / cash memo. Okay. Cash discount. The objectives of providing cash discount to encourage the debtors to pay the dues promptly. This discount is recorded in the accounting books. So trade discount is allowed at the time of selling of goods. The cash discount is allowed at the time of payment. If the payment is promptly paid by the buyer to the seller, then seller will allow cash discount to encourage him to buy more in future. This is what discount. The next, let us see income, stock, cost and voucher. What is the income? Income is a wider term which includes the profit also. Income means an increase in the wealth of the enterprises over a period of time. So stock is nothing but The goods available with the business for sale on a particular date is known as what? Stock. As on today, how much stock is there? Sometimes you are going and asking any shopkeeper, yeah, stock is not there, sir, I have placed order, it may come. If it is there, then he will show. Anything which is kept for future purpose is known as what? Stock. Cost refers to expenditures incurred in occurring, manufacturing and processing of goods to make it saleable. Okay, the cost. Voucher. The documentary evidence in support of a transaction is known as what? Voucher. For example, if you buy goods for cash, we get cash memo. If you buy goods on credit, we get an invoice. When we make payment, we get a receipt. So these are all documentary proof. It should be attached and kept. While auditing will be taking place, auditor will ask all these documentary evidences for every recording of transaction in the books of accounts. So this is what known as voucher. I hope all these things are very clear, you people. Okay. So thank you. Let us see in future.